today in tech history.
November 10th, 2001. Apple ships the first iPod, the device that changed the course of both music and technology industries.
Update today, November 10th. Many people trash their old iPods, not realizing they could still be used as an external hard drive, mini storage for music, photos, and files. Or they were just embarrassed to be seen with old technology. This has been Today in Tech History.
Today's show is brought to you by Summer's Eve. Summer's Eve. Take a jug this Thanksgiving and give it to your annoying cousin, the one who's always bragging about his sweet Camaro with the hot chick mud flaps. What a douche.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
What's up, buddy? I'm going to get you out of this. I know. I know. There we go. Just relax. It's a little bit more. It's all off. If he gets up now, he should be good. See you later, buddy.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a musical voyage that makes Sergeant Pepper's seem like a rejected jingle for Ritz crackers.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
That is so stupid.
I think we're about to start a radio show.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Simplify!
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 What are we celebrating?
What are we celebrating?
Celebrating the Marine Corps' birthday.
The Marine Corps' birthday.
Semperfy. Semperfy, baby.
Because Marines are not allowed to die without permission.
Happy birthday, United States Marine Corps.
Today, you are Marine.
Hoorah. Showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How does that work? How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, it's very simple. You just enable the skill. You do this one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. You just enable it one time. You're such an enabler. If you want to listen to our podcast, so we do the live show between 8-ish and 11-ish, Monday through Friday. We do one each day, weekday mornings, and then we take each day's show segments, all the things that we did on the show, like this, and we record them, and we link them up and put them together into a full-length podcast, and that usually drops around noon or so, and you can listen to that on Alexa simply by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And
hello!
She will. You can also search the Mike Show VA wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can even go to our website, Radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find a link. You can listen to it on YouTube at the Mike Show VA. All one word, no spaces. You can watch the show segments on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. That handle is good for our Instagram, our YouTube, our Twitter X, whatever they're calling it these days, MySpace, Facebook, you know, everything at the Mike Show VA. All right, coming up on today's program. Of course, we've got your five random facts. Of course, we got your stupid criminals in the news. We've got some good news for you. And are you planning on traveling to visit family and friends this holiday season? Well, you may be overstaying your welcome. Overstaying your welcome, by the way, begins at 6 days. So we're going to talk about this, plus our top list, top ways to get a house guest who has overstayed their welcome, top ways to get them to leave. Okay, that's all on the way. I am sore. I am really, really sore. We had a very, very busy weekend on Saturday. For Veterans Day, we had an event down at Three Roads in Farmville, and we were Josh and I were running sound. We had Brandon, who was our DJ, but we set up all these huge big speakers, and we had to lug them from the road all the way back to the stage area. We couldn't get direct access. And I realized just how heavy sound equipment is, having to carry it through the crowd and get it in there, set it up, get it out, and the whole nine after spending an entire day doing an event. Then we did it again yesterday at Three Roads Lynchburg. No, not for Veterans Day, but it was the last qualifying round of the Noteworthy Music Challenge. And so Tommy Bryant and I, went and set up all the equipment and tore it down. We had to tear it down in the rain, which I do not recommend having sound equipment in the rain. That's definitely not good. Yeah. I also don't recommend having to tear down very, very heavy and expensive equipment in the rain, where you're moving at light speed. So, luckily, everything is still here. Luckily, everything is accounted for. Some of it is moist. I will share that. So I have the mixer board that we typically use for microphones. I have that upside down with all the connectors and things, like the places where you plug in microphones. All the connectors turned upside down, and I'm gonna leave them sit for 24 hours, because when I got in here and I actually opened up the box of gear that we had hastily. Packed up. Yeah, that's the mixer. The mixer is definitely moist. So I'm taking care of that. Hopefully it'll be just fine. But all the connectors and cables and wires and stuff, Tommy just scooped them up and ran with them in a big bundle and threw them in the back of his vehicle. So now I have in the studio, all the wires, cables, connectors, everything is just laying on the floor, drying out. So yeah, so we did that. But getting back to Noteworthy Music Challenge, it was a good time. We had some folks show up. Was not the biggest turnout that we've ever had. Although this was the last qualifying round, so next Sunday. We will have the finale. It's literally going to be just one finale. It'll be the 16th at Three Roads in Lynchburg. So that'll be noteworthy season 2 finale, and we will pick a winner, and that winner will win studio time at Noteworthy Music Studios in Bedford. They can record an EP or a demo or even a full-length album at Noteworthy. They'll get their music played on Radio 434 in a regular rotation, and they will also get a concert of their own in 2026 at the Academy Center of the Arts at the Music Hall. So really, really cool stuff that I believe there are, how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I think there are 12 contestants that'll be performing at the finale round. And then we will select a winner. So hopefully everything will go well with that. So we got a lot of work to do this week in preparation for that. So you'll be hearing more, but we hope that you will come out and cheer on the contestants and join us and the judges in finding a noteworthy season two winner. All right. Yeah, I mentioned everything that we're doing. In addition to that, yeah, stay tuned to this show and our social media for more information about the noteworthy season two finale. It's free, by the way. It's free to attend. It's free to come out. There's no ticket price or anything. All right. That and so much more on today's edition of The Mike Show. Let's get to it. This portion of our broadcast. Yeah, I'm wearing the official Christmas Vacation sweater. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
You thought Halloween was scary? You haven't spent dinner with
the family.
Come to House of Thanksgiving to observe a truly horrifying holiday.
House of Thanksgiving.
See Grandpa get drunk and make racist commentary. Wanna watch a football game? Try if you dare. Hear the horrid screams of your wife as she burns something yet again. Dark meat or white meat? House of Thanksgiving. Don't get stuck at the kids' table.
I want gravy.
No gravy.
It's The Mike Show. All right. So if you're going to be hosting folks at your place, or if you're going to be traveling and visiting family and friends this holiday season, chances are you'll hear something like, literally, stay as long as you like. But they don't actually mean it. Literally. Kind of like this. Here, let me see if I can make this work.
It's a good-looking vehicle, ain't it?
Yeah. So nice parked in the driveway.
Yeah, it sure does. But don't you go falling in love with it now, as we're taking it with us when we leave here next month.
Yeah, next month. Okay, so according to a new survey of 2,000 Americans, most people would be happy to host guests for 6 days. Any longer than that, and you're beginning to overstay your welcome. 33% of people admit they'll begin dropping hints that it's time to go. Here, let me get rid of the graphic there. They'll drop hints that it's time to go. And 22% claim they'll just outright tell a guest, hey, they've stayed long enough. Of course, not all guests get the same timetable. Parents are cool with their children staying for 10 days. And let's be honest, most moms are cool with much more time than that. They're probably thrilled with anything less than moving in with them indefinitely. In-laws and other family members should cut it off at 5 days. For what it's worth, most people in the survey say they do love hosting, and 46% want to be the home where everyone gathers for festivities. The biggest problem, though, isn't hosting. It's being too much work, or guests getting annoyed It's mostly just space. 40% of people say they don't have enough, or they don't have a guest room, so their overnight visitors are sleeping on a couch or in some other room. For millennials and Gen X, there's probably also the impact on their personal schedule. Some people can easily move things around to cater to a guest for a few days. But after a while, the normal everyday stuff you're putting off starts to pile up. Gen Z and boomers are more likely to have more flexible schedules, you know, since they're not working. Sorry. Anyway, that brings us to our top list today, with the survey finding that house guests start to wear out their welcome after 6 days into the visit. So once day 7 hits, we encourage frustrated hosts to try anything from today's list. It's our top list today. Here, let me bring up the thingy. There's the thingy. Top ways to get rid of a house guest who's overstayed their welcome. All right, here we go. Number one, walk into the living room wearing only a towel and say, "Orgy time." Top ways to get rid of a house guest who's overstayed their welcome. Cough and then mutter, "Damn, this tuberculosis is hard to shake." Top ways to get rid of a house guest who's overstayed their welcome. Give them a copy of Dianetics and say, "What do you really know about Scientology?" Top ways to get rid of a house guest who's overstayed their welcome. Explain why the locals call your place the triple murder home. Randomly look around and say, "Does anyone else hear a voice telling them to kill, kill, kill?" Top ways to get rid of a house guest who's overstayed their welcome. Make your secret ingredient chili and put a random class ring in their bowl. Top ways to get rid of a house guest who's overstayed their welcome. Announce your kid's pet cobra is missing and everyone should watch their step. Top ways to get rid of a house guest who's overstayed their welcome. Install a Ring camera in their bedroom and explain that watching them sleep helps you sleep. And top ways to get a house guest out of your house who's overstayed their welcome. Start leaving the door open when you use the bathroom. There you go. It's the Mike Show. Ugh. Yeah, we're actually going to be house guests for Thanksgiving. Just program note. We are now here's what we have coming up. I mentioned Noteworthy season 2 finale on the 16th. That's Sunday. The 15th, we've got Handmade for the Holidays. We're going to be broadcasting live and on location. We're going to be there all day. It's at the Lynchburg Armory on Church Street. Vendors, crafters, all kinds of great, unique, one-of-a-kind gift items that you will not find anywhere else. It's Handmade for the Holidays. You can join us, and we'll link that up, and you can learn more. But then we've got Noteworthy Season 2 Finale on the 16th. Handmade is on the 15th. On the 22nd, we've got a live remote broadcast with Share Greater Lynchburg at Lynchburg Community Market, and Shop Small weekend as well. The 23rd, we have the Bright Nights kickoff in downtown Lynchburg on Commerce Street and the Bluff Walk. And then after the 23rd, we are off, out, yep, for Thanksgiving. So our Thanksgiving is going to be the 24th through the 30th. We are out. No, we're not broadcasting live and on location from New York. We're going to be we're going to spend some time with friends and fam up in Connecticut, and we're going to take the kiddos to New York to see Beetlejuice on Broadway, and spend a couple days in New York, and it's just going to be a nice, chill Thanksgiving vacation. Yeah, we are taking the week. When we get back, we've got Giving Tuesday on December the 2nd, and then let me see. Oh, yeah. And then December is pretty much regroup time between the 2nd, the 3rd, and then the end of the year for me is Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve will be our last show for the year. And then we're taking another week off plus for the holidays. So we'll be off Christmas through January. So we're going to be back January 5th. So for the first show of 2026. So that'll be fun. Yes. There you go. Program note noted. we are working on a New Year's Eve party for, of course, New Year's Eve that you stay tuned may be able to join us at. All right. That's all I can say at this point because we don't have everything nailed down. But I'm hoping to have everything nailed down pretty soon. So, so you may be able to join us for New Year's Eve. But other than that, I'm not working. We're off for Thanksgiving, off for Christmas. I'm not working. All right. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. A climate summit is taking place in Brazil. This is where world leaders fly in on private jets, then make us feel uncomfortable for not recycling. The Funko Company is in serious financial trouble. Fans of the collectibles will have to wait and see if Funko pops. The man who discovered the structure of DNA died. His legacy will continue to shine whenever you put a black light up to a comforter at a Motel 6. And a Hungarian man set a record by spending 144 hours playing the video game Dance Dance Revolution. The record? Most annoyed downstairs neighbors. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm really, really happy you could join us on this Monday edition. Taking a look at tower cam position number, 4? At the river. So yesterday, man, oh man, that was so nice. We had temps up in the 70s. And we hosted Noteworthy Music Challenge, our finale, or not the finale, but the qualifier, the last qualifier at Three Roads. And we were out on the deck, and it was so nice. There was absolutely positively not a chance of rain during the event. Now, some folks thought we were doing the event a little bit later. So some folks showed up right around 5 o'clock, and we hung out and we continued and we let them do their thing, but then it started raining. This freak storm just came in and left us scrambling. We actually finished the set and got a little bit moist, and then we had to tear down. We had to bail. So thanks to everybody that came out for a Noteworthy Music Challenge. The final qualifying round. We have all the contestants now for the finale, which will be next Sunday, the 16th. So stay tuned to this very fine broadcast for more information about that. And we're also going to do artist profiles between now and the 16th. Let you know who is qualified and who's going to be at the finale. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
It's the Free Clinic's third annual Dink It Forward pickleball tournament at Crosswhite Athletic Club, powered by Delta Star. Saturday, December 6th, men's and women's doubles events, and Sunday, December 7th, co-ed doubles event. $50 per pickler for one event, $25 for additional event. Play in one or two events. Proceeds benefit the Free Clinic of Central Virginia. Visit freeclinicva.org/pickleball for more information and to sign up. The third annual Dink It Forward Pickleball Tournament, a dinkin' good time.
Greens, salads, wraps, and pizza is now open in downtown Lynchburg. Try Greens' fresh lineup of delicious salads, grain bowls, wraps, and handcrafted pizzas, plus chips and a drink to round out your meal. Whether you're looking for a quick lunch or your new go-to spot downtown, Greens has you covered with fresh flavors and friendly vibes. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily, right in the heart of downtown, corner of Church and 12th Streets at 1124 Church Street. Visit gogreens.net and check out their entire menu. If it's got to be salads, wraps, or pizza, it's got to be Greens.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Grok, G-R-O-K, is the name of the AI chatbot integrated on X. Yeah. And it was first used, the name, in the 1961 novel Stranger in a Strange Land, which is about a human born and raised on Mars as he experiences Earth for the first time. Grok is one of the Martian words the main character uses, and it means understand empathically, which clearly makes it a perfect fit for X. Number two, reading silently to yourself is a relatively new development. People have been writing and reading for over 5,000 years, but it's only been socially acceptable to read alone and not out loud to a group for the past 300 to 400 years. Number three, silly string was originally created in the 1970s when a chemist was trying to invent an instant spray-on cast. Number four, the budget for the movie Dazed and Confused was $6.9 million. About one-sixth of that went towards getting the rights to all the 70s songs they used in the movie. And then number five, the word Crayola, or the company name, or the product name Crayola, is a mix of two French words, and I'm going to butcher them here. Cray, I think, C-R-A-I-E, means chalk, and oleaginous, I think it means oily. Yeah, oily chalk. And there you go, that's Crayola. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Random
facts.
Oleaginous, I think. I don't know. Anyway, this portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Crayola. No, it's brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra. Caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Join us this holiday season for Mistletoe Market at your Lynchburg Community Market, taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas. Explore an awesome selection of seasonal vendors, baked goods, and unique handcrafted holiday gifts perfect for everyone on your list. We'll have Santa on site every Saturday in December for photos, and horse-drawn carriage rides available on Saturdays, December 13th and 20th. We're even staying open till 3 p.m. each day so you can savor the season a little bit longer. Mistletoe Market, every Saturday from Thanksgiving until Christmas at your Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community, Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Alrighty, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you may like it. I'm not sure, but maybe. Alright, let's do this. Let's go directly to viral videos. Here's a viral video from a guy who saw a van with a sales message on the back. And this guy really wants some meat. Okay? There was advertising 20 ribeyes for $39.99.
I've been honking at this dude because it says 20 ribeyes for $39.99. It says honk if you want. I will pull over. I gotta see what this guy's talking about. I've been honking at this guy for the past 5 to 10 minutes. I followed him to the parking lot. We pulled over. He was like, 5 o'clock on Friday, I don't have any meat left, but call me on Monday. No business cards. I'm already skeptical. I feel like I gotta see it through.
I did contact him, but it fell through for one reason or another. It's still possible in the future that we will still do a video.
Good Lord. All right, so what is this? Is an England landmark, an English landmark, farting. The Olympic Velodrome was built in for the 2012 London Olympic Games. Take two. Is an England? It should be English. Is an English landmark farting? The Olympic Velodrome was built for the 2012 London Olympic Games, but now every time fireworks are set off anywhere near it, the Pringle-shaped building makes farty sounds. So we thank whoever this guy is that captured this. All right, anyway. Let's see, what is this? Target is urging their employees to appear more jolly in the stores this holiday season. They are now required to smile if they're within 10 feet of a shopper. They should also make eye contact, wave to, or greet the customers.
Thanks for coming to Target!
And guess what? Wendy's is set to close hundreds of locations across the U.S. I mean, sad. As it's a part of their turnaround plan. Really? Do we have sound on this?
Where's the beat?
Yeah, that was actress Clara Peller. Back in the day, yelling the Wendy's catchphrase.
Where's the beat?
Yeah, but not at Wendy's. In other burger news, Red Robin. Where's the yum? No, that's not it. Red Robin will close 70 underperforming restaurants over the next 5 years. 10 to 15 by the end of this year. Huh.
What a delicious task that is.
Yeah, yep. No, it's not. So I guess...
Not for you!
Yeah. Let's see. Jim Carrey inducted Soundgarden into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Saturday night. He said he insisted that they be the musical guest when he hosted SNL in 1996. Then he also broke into one of his most beloved characters while telling the story. Later, he and Chris Cornell's eldest daughter introduced the band with Brandi Carlile and Taylor Momsen sharing vocals. Here, listen.
After the show, they handed me what is to this day one of my most prized possessions, the Fender Telecaster Chris played on the show. Signed by the whole band. Pay no attention to the burn marks on the pick guard. Someone backstage was playing with matches.
Let's see. Speaking of guitars, is that wrapped up? Okay. Speaking of guitars, David Letterman inducted Warren Zevon into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on Saturday. He said he was brought to tears when Warren gave him a gift after his last appearance on The Late Show.
The last time I saw Warren, after the show, Warren goes up to his dressing room. He's got a guitar there that he's used every time he's appeared on our show. He picks up the guitar and he puts it in the guitar case. He hands it to me and he says, take care of this for me. So for 22 years, I have taken care of the guitar. This is the guitar right here. Tonight it's going back to work.
I'm hiding in Honduras. I'm a desperate man.
Dave handed the gift to the lead guitarist of The Killers, and they had a great performance of a Zevon classic. Let's see, what else? Oh yeah, Warren passed away a short time after that Letterman experience. He lost his battle with lung cancer. Cyndi Lauper got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on Saturday night. Here's part of what she said.
I know that I stand on the shoulders of the women in the industry that came before me, and my shoulders are broad enough to have the women that come after me stand on mine.
Nice. Let's see. Also, Paul Rogers of Bad Company was unable to be at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony Saturday night. Instead, he made a video message which included his inspiration to get into rock and roll. He said that a teacher told him before graduation that he'd end up working in the steel mills, the shipyard, or the chemical plants in England. Here, that's not done yet. Now it is.
That night I went to a dance and I heard a record by Little Richard. Good golly, Miss Molly. And I thought to myself, I'm going to follow that music and find out all about it. Now I find myself being inducted into the brotherhood and sisterhood of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with our band Bad Company. From the desiderata, you are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. Therefore, be at peace with God and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life. Keep peace with your soul. It is still a beautiful world. My prayer for us is that we all choose love. Thank you.
Salt and Pepper had a high energy set. They got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as well. On Saturday night, they were joined by other famous female groups. And Spinderella became the first female DJ to be inducted. All right, are we going to a comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Brian Regan talks about breaking in a mouth guard.
So, a little bit about me. I played football in high school and in college. That's true. You know, the most dangerous part of high school football has nothing to do with getting hit. It's forming your plastic mouth guard. The thing doesn't fit your teeth yet. You have to take it out of the wrapper and dip it in the scalding hot boiling water till it gets nice and gooey, and then take it out and bite on it so it forms to your teeth. The whole time it's bubbling, you're going, oh no. Why didn't I run cross country? No! I didn't want to feel that pain, so I just took a hammer and smashed all the teeth out of my face. I figured that would hurt less than biting in this lava magma candle wax from the center of the sun.
All right, that is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly and vigorously and like you like it, but make eye contact, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get even more stupid with your stupid criminals in the news. And then we got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Jersey Mike's subs are great to enjoy in all kinds of places.
So you can bring a Club Supreme when you're camping?
Yeah!
Or have a Mike's Chicken Philly in the park?
Uh-huh.
Or a BLT when you're hiding under your boss's desk so you can erase that email you accidentally sent, the one where you made fun of his new haircut.
How long have you been under there?
Shh, quiet. He's here.
Oh, sorry.
Hello?
See what I mean about the haircut?
Freshly sliced and freshly grilled subs for any time, anywhere. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Celebrate the season at Handmade for the Holidays, Saturday, November 15th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg City Armory, corner of 12th and Church Streets in downtown Lynchburg. Join us for a festive market featuring unique, one-of-a-kind, handcrafted gifts by local artists and makers. Enjoy cheerful music and a cozy, welcoming atmosphere perfect for holiday shopping. Hosted by Lynchburg Parks and Recreation. And kids of all ages can bring their lists for pictures with Santa starting at 2 p.m. It's Handmade for the Holidays, Saturday, November 15th, 8 to 5 at Lynchburg City Armory in downtown Lynchburg.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. All right, two men were arrested for doing this. They thought that they could just take a large green highway sign. And if you've ever been driving, you passed one of those that were, you know, like laying on the side of the road. Did you ever think, man, they're just leaving those on the side of the road and anybody can just drive up and steal them, right? Well, two men were arrested for allegedly trying to steal a Department of Transportation sign on I-91 in Windsor, Connecticut last week. That's the image right there. And this sign was broken down and crudely strapped into the bed of a really beat-up pickup truck. The sign is bigger than you think. It does not fit in the bed. It looks like it's the length of the truck. So as it's strapped in, it extends way above the cab, hangs out the back multiple feet, nearly touching the ground. It's unclear why they stole the sign. It doesn't sound like it included any sophomoric humor like butt road or anything like that. Funny road signs that say silly things. So either it was someone's bright idea to haul this away and decorate their man cave, or they're looking for things to sell for scrap, and this was the best plan they could come up with. Anyway, it was pretty bold. The theft occurred in broad daylight around 8 a.m. Someone online said they actually drove by as it was happening and thought it was an accident or something. Both men were arrested and charged with third-degree larceny, reckless use of a highway by a pedestrian, and improperly parking on the highway. Reading is so fundamental. And then there's this. Do we have another one? I thought we had another one. Or are we going directly to good news? We had that one. We did that one. No, we got good news. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A Pittsburgh woman, she was going downtown in that, was handing out candy to trick-or-treaters on Halloween night. And due to the cold weather, her wedding ring apparently slipped off her finger. I said her wedding ring slipped off her finger. When she discovered it was missing, she worried it had fallen into one of the trick-or-treater's bags. Here is Maddie Carver on the fortunate story of getting it back.
She saw one of the news stories and she was like, oh, I go look in my kid's bag. She's like, I know that I was around 27th and Larkins that night. And she immediately went and looked in the bag and bling, bling, there it was.
There it was. And that is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Last year funded 25 different community agencies and 38 programs and provided $975,000 to our community to support these wonderful programs that services individuals in need. I am the change. And remember, you can also be the change by supporting United Way.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
See you later, buddy.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.